During the last 10 years of her life, Kate Greenaway's appeal as an illustrator was at low tide. The famed Greenaway style, with its beatific children and idealized pastoral scenes, had had its day in the 1880s when the books she illustrated, sometimes at the exhausting rate of 6 or 7 a year, were prized by English, American, and European audiences. Whether through her own work or that of the many Greenaway imitators, her look influenced not only picture book art, but also a host of other elements of late Victorian life, what today would be called the subsidiaries, from children's clothing and nursery knick-knacks to landscape and interior design, even wallpaper. By the early 1890s, though, her faithful public had begun to desert her, tired of her quaintly clad girls and groups of pristine children, as her critics warned they would. Her books sold poorly, and few, if any, English publishers would gamble on her new ideas. Her watercolors, once so highly regarded, went unsold at the exhibitions that she desperately held to regain some public attention, as well as to boost her deflated income. It was a frustrating, depressing ending for the artist that John Ruskin, that quirky maker and breaker of artistic reputations, had championed, claiming that all gold and silver you can dig out of the earth are not worth the kingcups and daisies she gave you of her grace. It was especially her vision of the radiance and innocence of reinstated infant divinity that Ruskin praised. But the creator of all those beautiful children of paradise was herself a short, plain woman, garbed in black, unmarried, living on the less than idyllic outskirts of London. One of her child friends thought that she looked something like a gnome. Greenaway was painfully aware of her lack of physical attractiveness, and late in her life would write to a friend, "I was given quite the wrong sort of body to live in, I'm sure. I ought to have been taller, slimmer, at any rate passably good-looking, so that my soul might have taken flights, my fancy have expanded." And yet, not long after her agonizing death from cancer in 1901 at the age of 55, the Greenaway look became the children's fashion vogue in France. Liberty of London Fabrics, Kate was friendly with the Liberties, still bases many of its patterns on designs that could have stepped out of the pages of Under the Window or Marigold Garden. And every decade or so in America or England, that Victorian style Greenaway perfected comes round again, and the souls of some little girls somewhere, in dolls or books or pretty new dresses, take flight because of her.